This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. One ramification of the federal government shutting down is employees no longer getting paid, and that includes the TSA agents at Denver International Airport. Denverite's Kiara Damari reports.
TSA and air traffic controllers won't be getting paid until the government is up and running again. The last government shutdown lasted 35 days during the 2018-2019 holidays. During that time, the number of TSA employees calling out sick jumped 172%. TSA said this didn't necessarily affect wait times, but DIA still suggests people arrive 2 hours before their set boarding time. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration looks to be following through on its threat to make the shutdown painful, especially for Democrats. Budget Director Russ Vogt is preparing for more layoffs. He also said the administration will cut almost $8 billion in climate funding for Colorado and 15 other states. Those are all states that Trump did not win in the last election. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's not surprised.
The fact that they'd be doing this in the wake of a decision not to pass a budget that will drive massive increases in the American people's health care, I don't think is going to change the minds of people that are fighting for affordable health care for the American people, including myself.
Bennett says the administration had already been withholding federal funds for projects approved by Congress. Sunny in Colorado Springs today with a high near 85 degrees. Tomorrow feels more like summer than fall there with a high of 90. The weekend, though, cools back off, a little windy Saturday. Sunday has a high of 74, kicking off more seasonable temperatures as you get back into your work week. This is CPR News and KRCC.